episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, fuck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
A lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Rick and roll, low, 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 the lunar calendar. What a wonderful calendar these lunar calendars are. Even though he passed away last year. This is Rick about to enroll over in here soon. He's watching the baseball. He's really into sport, really into sport. It's Saturday, the 10th of May, 2025. And you've got Rick in there briefly just by himself to introduce the show and to make clear up any mistakes. How many mistakes did we make last week? Well, let me just say this. What I thought would have been a car crash was actually a really good show, and because I only had one beer, Rollo had one bottle of vodka, so we're bottle for bottle, and it's actually a really good show, Rick and Rollo's show last week, the vodka soaked episode, for two people bantering together with no AI at all, apart from a Google every now and then, maybe. Really good show. Really good show, and that's what radio's missing now, and I'm listening to an awful lot of, I still listen to radio, and last night, on my driving on wet roads, really dangerous road. I just cannot overemphasize how dangerous the Pacific, or M1 is, M1. Is there a there with that number? I'm not sure. Is there? I'll figure it out, but the M1 freeway from the Winnies to my place up the mid-north coast is particularly fraught with danger. And we had the 2 weeks ago on the Friday, some imbecile unloading, three tons or 10 tons of scrap metal broken up into very small pieces for 30 kilometres, which shredded tyres and, oh, my God. Well, blow me down on Thursday, exactly the same time, roughly, 10 car pile up on the freeway going into Sydney. And there were people that they shut everything into Sydney down and one lane exiting Sydney. Now, could this be getting deliberately done just to really fuck up people for traveling them? And what you do keep hearing here, there's people going, oh, we should all be working from home. We should be working from home. There's so many people that shouldn't be working from in the office. Now, I'm telling you, most normal people cannot work from home. It's completely impossible. I can't, you know, from my place here, do any work for you unless I come to your house. Is that you, Rollo? Yes, it is. Hey. Rollo's there. He's muted, though. There he is.
Hey, buddy. G'day.
How was the baseball, Rollo?
Oh, we Eric Fetty, our pitcher, just threw a
complete
game.
What pitcher? So what game? What team?
St. Louis Cardinals. He threw a complete game. Do you know what a complete game is? He threw from start to finish, and they didn't score a run against us. We won 10-0.
Wow.
It was a great game. I'm absolutely stoked, and so is he. Hey. You don't do that every day of the week.
How many million dollars does he get per year to play that game?
I'm not sure exactly how much he'd be on. How much do you reckon Fetty would be on as a
millions and millions of dollars?
No, Christy's got a score. What is it? Only three million. So that's pretty cool, isn't it? That's pretty
is that
cheap
all?
For a guy that can throw a
That's amazing, actually, because there's a lot more money getting bandied about.
Hey, Rick, you ought to see, what's her name? Trisha what? You ought to see the Nationals, the commentator for the Nationals. She's got beautiful blonde hair. She's wearing a gimp suit. She's got the biggest boobies. Like, it's almost like a rubber dress that she's got on, like something Elvira would wear, you know, or Vampire or whatever her name was.
Elvira.
That's the
same thing.
Yeah. And she's interviewing all the baseballers. It's been an absolute great night watching baseball. Well, you've got her to look at.
This is how you do. If you want to get people's attention, you mix sex and sport together.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And good sport when we win 10-0. All right, have you said the date? Saturday the 10th of May, 2025.
No,
RAR030, yes.
Yeah, well, there's been a few RIPs, though, I do believe, out there. I was listening to...
Okay.
I can't remember any of them. It was
I forgot to mention Richard Chamberlain, who died a month back. Now, I remember... Where do you remember him from? An Australian movie?
Well, he was Dr. Kildare.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. His most famous role.
Yeah. And I do believe, I'm not 100% here, but I do believe he might have been either a shirtlifter or a Vegemite driller.
Oh, no, he was a gay homosexual for sure.
He
lived a ripe old age, though, 90 something. So.
Wow, fantastic. Good on you, Richard Chamberlain. Now,
I remember. Yes.
Okay. You go.
The Last Wave. I watched a bit of it, but it was a bit
weird.
I was a bit tired, and I'll still watch it. It's free to watch on the ABC. It's got David Gulpilil in it, very young.
Yes.
But he's in the credits. He's only got Gulpilil starring Richard Chamberlain.
He was an Aboriginal actor. Is an Aboriginal actor. I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he went on. He passed a year or so back.
Chronic alcoholic.
I remember him, sorry to cut you. It was The Man in the Iron Mask and The Count of Monte Cristo. Yep. They were TV movies in the late 70s and they were awesome. They've remade them now.
They tried to market him as a Indiana Jones type character, and he did a few movies
That's right. I remember the film, and he was also in Shogun,
City of Lost Gold, or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'll look that up. But he was in Shogun.
Dr. Kildare, like Marcus Welby, was 60s shows. Here we go, conspiracy theory here. These were shows that, just like I Dream of Jeannie was pushing NASA. Dr. Kildare and Marcus Welby were telling you that your doctors are good people. They are wonderful for you. They are here to help you. And I'll tell you what they're going to help you do. Move off this mortal coil by poisoning you with their vaccinations. So Kildare, and look at the name, Dr. Kildare and Marcus Welby.
Oh, yes.
be, well, be, you know, there's kill and well. There's a bit of a hypocrisy going with those names. I never thought of it before till tonight, Rollo. You've just done a wonderful, Ricky yeah. Rollo, always full of exclusives. But Dr. Kildare.
Christy just looked up that pitcher tonight, the pitch for us, Eric Fetty. He's worth $7.5 million.
There you go. That's
a lot more than three. Yes.
That's for throwing a ball. How many months a year? 6 months a year? 7 months a year?
They play 100 and how many games a year? A season? About 160
games.
It's nearer 160 games.
So it's getting season. Paid 200,000 a game.
But he only pitches one out of every six games or five.
Well, not anymore after this one, Rollo.
No, but his arm needs to recover. So that
his arm needs
starting pitchers only go one every six usually. Now the Richard Chamberlain movie you're trying to think of is the Alan Quatermain and the Solomon's Mines.
King Solomon's Mines. Which, yeah, exactly.
Which was a rip off of Indiana Jones.
Big time. Yeah. But he's a very effeminate looking guy, and I do believe, you know, as you just said, he was a Vegemite drilling shirtless.
He is when he doesn't have a beard, but when he has a beard, he looks like Strider out of Lord of the Rings.
He was a very handsome guy, but he was bigger in the 60s than he was in the 70s and 80s and 90s, because Dr. Kildare was like one of those big shows that everyone, you're listening to
Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Okay, Saturday the 10th of May, 2025, Rick and Rollo 030, or Rick and Rollo 30.
It's a 30th episode, whoa.
Yeah, haven't we done well? I didn't think... last week's would have got posted the, what did he call it?
Oh, I just was saying when I came on to do the brief introduction at the very start of the show that I actually listened back to it and I chuckled my head off because it was me versus, you know, you had the vodkas down, yeah, a few of them. It was really good. And Carl Schwab made an entrance for the first time in many months or weeks and he sounded good.
Back to it. I haven't listened back. I've got all my notes from last week, but I don't remember anything we said.
Do yourself a favour, as Molly Mildred used to say. Yeah, it's good. It's actually good. I've actually listened back to it, and I was thinking, oh, my God, it's going to be like this, you know. But no, it was good.
Well, Velo sent me a message. He said, have a listen to the song we go out in the after show.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was Last Friday Night by Katy Perry, and he did a mix-up of all my old... All my old sound effects. I do not even remember that at all.
Well, you know why? Because you were on what I call medicinal level vodkas.
Yeah, I thought he might have tacked it on, done it, but apparently he played it during the show or in the after show.
He might have done, but it was actually really good. But both, I actually enjoyed it because. What I miss most these days with the media and radio shows is having funny banter and people you actually like listening to. And I'm going to have to say this, and you yourself like listening to your own voice. I like listening to my own voice when I'm being funny. It was a really good show. And we are, I'm going to be quite honest here, Rollo. We are better than any of these Australian breakfast hosts at the moment. Yeah. Maybe not. Kyle Sanderland's upsetting a lot of people, so he's obviously good. I like that. He's upsetting a lot of people.
What's he up to?
Oh, I don't know what they're saying, but he's trying to crack Melbourne. And
he's got
a team called Real Fucking Witches or Fucking Witches, whatever they're called, that are out to get him because apparently him and her say a lot of, it's all sex stuff, which is really crass, really. I mean, you know, when you get to my age, it's like, it's funny when you're a teenager, but, you know, like, apparently he's been quite offensive. But anyway, hey, Rollo, you've got to listen. Yeah. Wednesday nights, 2GB, that's 2 Giordano Bruno, the Osva station. John Stanley has that guy. It comes in and he plays old radio shows from the past. And I'm telling you, he played a whole another whole lot of what's your favorite? You know the you imbecile, not Ray Hadley, the other guy that really used imbecile a lot. Stan Zamani.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
He's playing old Stan Zamani clips. So if you go, you actually could go to 2GB.com. and listen to the John Stanley show Wednesday nights, and there'll be a podcast there where it's called Frank. I think his name's Frank too. Frank's Radio Trivia or Radio. And so you can actually write in and say, I'd like to hear John Laws going off at, you know, Rollo.
You know, when I got that photo with John Laws, do you know the photo with me and Lawsy?
Yes.
That day? Well, that was the day I met John Stanley, and he was superbly nice guy.
Great big bald head.
Yeah, I met who else did I meet that day? I met the guy Gerard Harvey, one of Australia's richest men from Harvey Norman.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, he's a billionaire.
I was just walking past him. I go, Gerard Harvey, and he goes, yeah, mate. I go, how are you? He goes, yeah, I'll be here because you know there was a big. Because the whole thing was in the store.
Jerry Harvey.
He got a plug in with Lawsy, so
he did. Well, Jerry Harvey's Harvey Norman, so they've made so much money out of using AM radio and plugging their electronic and their giant home supply shops.
You know. We should play the ad. Is Velo working tonight, or is he?
He's not here. He's not here.
He's not behind the scenes.
No. But I wouldn't play it in here. Trust me. He has
the biggest gut on him. He's got the biggest tummy.
Really?
He looks like a slender bloke, but when you're up there, I just went, Chris, you got a gut on you?
Funny you should talk about it. I just walked past the bottle shop next to Coles. It's just opened up to destroy all the small businesses around the area that sell alcohol. In Laurieton. And there was a guy in there. He looked like a normal kind of guy, facial-wise and everything, but his stomach would have been almost out as far as his height was. Like, I don't know how he can – he must be at the perfect level he can actually balance with his giant gut. And you know what that is? That's swelling. It means that he's drinking Coca-Cola and eating shit that's swelling his body up. It's not fat. It's actually swelling. I've never seen a gut as big as this guy. This guy had the biggest gut I've ever seen in my life. It would make anyone feel better about themselves just looking at him. It was like about 5 foot outwards, and he was about 6 foot tall. So Jerry Harvey's got the same kind of physical shape, has he?
Oh, yeah, big time. I'm just reading... I'm just reading that article that, it was just the other day. Yeah, Kyle Sandilands threatens to pull out of Melbourne.
Yep.
If Kiss FM, it's the Sydney Morning Herald, and they keep covering up there. I think the Sydney Morning Herald just wants me to pay for the fucking article. Yeah.
No, you won't be able to unless you pay. No, but there's a group of socialist radical types, there's only about 30 of them all up, called something fucking witches. Another ones that got rid of Alan Jones.
You got heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, they are ringing and harassing, you know, they're spamming every sponsor that, and apparently they've got rid of 60 sponsors of Kiss FM already.
They're a cancel culture type.
Cancel, exactly. Now, I support, all of a sudden, I support Kyle Sandilands. If he's getting attacked by these socialists, I'll listen to him. I'm not going to, but
What's a wonderful movie today, the 2022 version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And there's this whole bus of you know, lefty influences on this like bus, and he goes in and chops them all. Leatherface goes in and chops them all up. You know, it's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre made for modern times.
Roller,
it's hilarious.
I might watch that.
It's on Netflix. It's pretty brutal.
Now, I'll just have to bring this up, and I'll be talking about it tomorrow on the Bongversation 31 or 2 or whatever it is, 31, I think, or 32, on Dave J's thing. They've just released another clown slasher movie, and it's guess who they're kind of implying that clown is? Who do you know with orange hair?
Would it be the Orange Man Bad?
Yes.
Trump.
And so the movie's called Clown in the Cornfield. So they're getting this corn motif, which is Trump's aligned with that because he's got some woman called Jenny Corn or something or other. It's a spiritual advisor or Christian advisor or whatever. So I got corns in the media, but this new movie's called Clown in the Cornfield. And I listened to the interview with the director on the ABC when I was driving to the wedding on Wednesday. And he said, it's kind of representing America as it is. So America's the cornfield and they've got a clown in the cornfield slashing and killing people. But it goes deeper than that. I was in the cafe on Thursday, and that's an American movie, Clown in the Cornfield, and apparently it's quite good.
74% from the critics and 65%, so yeah, it's probably worth watching.
Apparently so,
yeah. Let's have a look. See, so it stars, I don't know,
you've ever heard of before. But this is a bit, so this was getting reviews in the Herald, the telly, and the Australian on the same day. It's just been released. But what it's doing, because just remember, Donald Trump rhymes with Ronald McDonald. What color hair is it? You know, I'm telling you, it's obviously Donald Trump's been set up for a fall, for sure, for the lefties.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald, Donald McRonald, whatever. Anyway, Rollo, so how was your week this week?
It wasn't the greatest week. That's why I'm having a dry night. I've got the community corrections, you know,
did you just say you're not drinking?
I'm having dry.
You sound fantastic. So you keep saying, I can't do a show sober. I've done lots of shows sober before, and I can't stop talking anyway. So it never affects me. So technically, Rick is more inebriated than Rollo tonight on the show. But guess what? I just had two beers. Can I just tell you about this beer?
It's called what Heaps. Have you got in your hand?
I've just finished two of them. It's called Heaps Normal, right?
Heaps Normal.
XPA. Yeah. Now, it's absolutely delicious. And guess what, Rollo? No, it's got 0.5 alcohol. It's almost zero alcohol. I got them for free. I didn't pay for them, of course. I just drank two of them, and I thought I could drink that because it tastes like real beer, but there's no alcohol in it. Well, not enough to get drunk.
Here you go. I'm just looking at it now. It's not cheap either. It's $67.99 at damn
it. Exactly. So why would they be? I can't understand that. But I'm telling you, you cannot tell the difference between when you drink.
Here we go. Why is Heaps Normal beer so expensive? It says, why our beer is your beer? Our beers are brewed in the same way as normal craft beers, using the same premium ingredients. On top of that, being alcohol-free, we need to use higher quantities of some ingredients to ensure our beer tastes good as normal beers.
Well, I just drank them, and I thought that is absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. It tasted, it gave me all the same synapse twigs as I get out of having a beer. Yeah.
It does have a tiny, like 0.5. Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. But it must have to have that just to taste like beer.
I can recommend for you, if you ever say, like, you know,
do you remember that time I went up the cross and me and my mate Tony and the dude, like, after we left her. And the dude has come up to her, and he goes, but look at that beer you're drinking. Do you want to come in and have some? And we go, and what? And
real
then
beer.
We look at it, and he go, 0%, zero alcohol. And we go,
we just paid 10 bucks for this.
We paid 10 bucks for this. And this is 15, 20 years ago. back in the day,
and I can tell you for a fact, most light beers tasted disgusting, but this tastes exactly like a malty nice beer. Malty, not M-U-L-T-I. I mean M-A-L-T, malt. It's absolutely beautiful, and I could easily drink that and stay sober.
I'm reading the reviews here.
Well, the architects I'll go to, they buy cases of it, and it's always out. And I always go, why would you even drink something with no alcohol in it? And buy it. But guess what? If you want to go out and feel like you're having a beer and you're not drinking alcohol, getting fat.
All right. Well, I'll get a case of Heaps Normal.
Do yourself a favor.
Rick and Rollo 031 next Saturday night. I'll drink a whole case of them.
And see how I go. Tiny poof of a bit of alcohol.
Well, see if they're going to. Anyway, that's what I was talking about. So I got this woman who's not my case manager. It was this guy. I won't mention names. She rings out of the blue and says, have you been? And I said, going to you. And I said, yeah, I went there and then I went back to court. And then Andrew said, all right, there we go. We don't need to talk to each other anymore. And then out of the blue, she rings up and says, you've been going. And I go, well, I did everything Andrew has said to do. And now she's insisting. She's been a right royal, pain in the ass. I have to go and talk to people. And again, she wants me to go back to the those fucking, that church,
it's like a therapy.
And all I want to do, and I told her, all I want to do is fucking kill myself being around those people. They're a bunch of losers. and I said that to her. I said, if they don't make you want to fucking kill yourself every fucking second you're in there with these losers, because you remember that episode of Family Guy? He said, you people are so boring. And so, Peter Griffin, he just gets a whole bunch of beers and brings it to the next AA meeting and everyone's having a good time. It's a great episode, that one. And they're all singing along and having a great time, including the guy running the AA meeting, by the way.
Yeah. Look.
Swear to God. So I have to, on Monday, I've been sent a whole bunch of, and I said, look, I'm not paying. I've got no money yet.
But just don't mention the house. Don't mention the house.
Well, she's not getting her fucking grubby hands on it.
No, but don't mention just don't mention the money that you're going to get.
Well, I said it's being sold, which is part of the agreement. I told Andrew.
You've got a settlement.
I'll be nowhere near that guy.
You've got a settlement of at least 3 months or 2 months or so. Is it?
It's a bit sooner than that. But the guy is still waiting on his loan to come through. But
do you know who bought it?
It shouldn't be a problem.
Do you know who bought it? Was it
some sort of developer? He wants to do it.
I told you, and he's going to buy. Guess what? It'll be on the market next year for 1.5 million. No, 1.8 million, guaranteed.
Well, good luck.
Guaranteed. Well, that's what the developer
if he wants to put all that work in, I couldn't be bothered doing it.
No. You don't want to do it, but
if I get the 975, I'll be very happy. As long as his loan will come through, he should be fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to talk shop. I just want to have a little whinge about fucking community curation. No, it doesn't know where their left hand. So I have to now either. I said I'm not paying. I want if I'll talk to some sort of counsellor on the phone. If that makes you fucking happy,
leave me the fuck.
I just want you to. I've told.
Leave me alone.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, you're only making it worse. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I said to her. I said You the reason are doing the reason this to me, you are antagonizing me, and you drive me to fucking drink. People like you.
So you, what you, you just have to reiterate that my whole
getting,
my problem.
I think she's getting a rock off on it. She's getting her rocks off on it. I really do.
Yeah, because
I think she's miserable.
Look, I'll tell you, she'll probably be an ex. Shop assistant that's gone and done a
course.
She's gone and done the course that says that you can be a counselor, and she's got powers gone to her head. It's like, give them a uniform. They think they're Hitler. This is a fact. You now, what's how do you say it in French? That raison d'être. The whole raison d'etre of you is authority, anti-authoritarian. Now, I'm anti-authoritarian. If someone tells me to do something, I will not do it. If someone advises me, you know, if I can't
What's
stand...
What's it called? Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah, it's called anti-authoritarianism. I don't like someone coming over and saying, you've got to stand over there. And I say, well, actually, I'm going to go and stand over there. Just because you told me to, I'm going to go and stand over there. That's natural. It's Scottish.
And then the motherfucker tases you and then rapes you with his index finger just for good measure. I didn't get tased, but I got raped. I guarantee you that. Just for making jokes. Say, you nicked all that coke in that Newcastle pool, didn't you, you cunts? Give me some of it. And then I said some joke when I was really pissed one night. I've got a whole condom full of fucking coke up my ass. And then the cunts are in there fishing around for it. I'm going, I'm joking.
Yeah, damn it.
It was Rick and Roller.
No, not Rick.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
May the 10th be with you on Saturday, May the 10th, 2025. And episode number 30 of Rick and Rollo. Who would have thought? We would have done more than, I reckon, 300 shows. It has to have been 300 shows together. On truthmeets.com,
mixed in with fakeologists. We did quite a few fakeologists together.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, a lot. Been told, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to your issue. So it surprises me that one guy can say, look, I understand that we're making it worse for you. We'll leave you alone. You stay away from them. You don't do anything.
He was a really cool fella, and he was very honest with me because he said he'd had his own issues with alcohol.
Andrew, who was
covered. Yeah, that, I will only use his first name. He was a really nice guy, and I said, why am I not talking to him then, to this woman?
Yes.
I said, "Where's Andrew? That? Where's Andrew?" And
I want Andrew
he wants to know all the details. And I said, "Well, Andrew knows all this. Why have I got to repeat them all to you?"
Roller, tell her you're going to put a complaint in about her and her behaviour, and she will freak out and just say, "Look, Andrew, use this." Say.
I'll talk to these fucking losers again. And if I have to go to that loser meeting on Tuesday, I will. I probably will. Just to say that I went. But I'll just say, look, now I think she's just being obtuse. She knows she's getting a rise out of me. I think she really is rubbing a clit under the desk while I'm getting all pissed off and really getting a real jazz on.
It really pissed me off. Look, to be honest, I would say it probably is a thing. You've got some ex-checkout chick. Now, I'll change subject, but not
you know how
subject.
It pisses me off, you know, because
oh, yeah, absolutely.
All I do is go into depths of despair again.
Yeah,
and It gets up. It upsets me and Christy. It upsets my dog because I'm raising my voice.
To be honest, I'd have Christy go and do your representation for you, not you. But
I had her on the call. I had her on the call the other day.
Yeah, and well, she needs to be your what's the word for it when you lobby for someone else? And someone stands and says, "Listen, hey, Christy,
go and represent me."
The reason that Rollo
she just said,
has got.
You really want to know what she just said? She prefer not to have anything to do with it, you know.
But the more authority and laws thrown at you, the more you're going to fucking rebel.
Do you know they're going to fuck with me until the 23rd of December 2026?
That's another year.
I thought I could ride this out. Yeah.
No, it's 2 years.
So I thought I could ride this out. I still have to wait that long to get my goddamn license back. Because I can't afford to put a blow thing into the car.
Well, you could be. The thing is, I always found that interesting.
How the hell? If I get a license, that means I'm only licensed to drive that car. Is that right? The one that has the blow.
Yeah, exactly. The one with the machine. Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, I can't drive another car or. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Drive a mate's car. Say I'll go out with a bunch of mates and, you know, I drive them home.
I'm just going out whoring and buying speed and going,
All right, let's get off there. Let's talk politics. Let's talk a bit of politics. A bit of enjoyment. Peter Dutton, Voldemort, lost his seat.
No surprise. He lost his seat.
So did that greeting. Adam Brandt, he lost his seat. That's the funniest one
because he has got to be the nastiest little poof ever from wherever he is. And the only sad thing
is Craig Kelly, who I love, who almost got arrested. One, for selling beers without excise and petrol without excise. And he had the cops wanting to arrest him just because Craig Kelly was paying the excess. He was going for Senate. He didn't get in, unfortunately. Craig Kelly, I have a lot of respect for him. He was going under the Libertarians. Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about something worse. I was in a chemist. I went to buy some more. What's that stuff that I've been taking that fixes
things? Legal cocaine. It's called Endo.
I was in a chemist.
Yeah, mate.
Because I thought, I went to a health shop first, and I asked these. They had two Chinese staff in there that could not speak a fucking word of English. Guess why they're in there that can't speak any English? Because most of the people that are shopping are these Chinese speaking professional shoppers that are coming in to buy up all our vitamins and stuff to ship them over to China, and they get
baby formula.
Yeah, but they're not. Yeah. But it's not just baby formula. It's fish oil. It's magnesium. Yeah. It's anything. And they come in there. They can't speak any fucking English whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I went to this. This is in Balmain. Like, so you'd think, you'd employ. So I walked in there. I said, I want to buy some iodine. She goes,
Iodine. No, not have it. Not have it.
And I said. Iodine is the single most fucking common. I went straight into the attack. I said, I want iodine, and I bought it in here before. And she was just kind of getting rid of me because she was going, obviously, he's not one of their professional shoppers that speak Chinese that are in here for the Chinese communist government. No. Anyway, so I went up to the counter to find the actual pharmacist, and I said, do you have iodine? And he said, we've sold it out. So these fucking shop assistants.
No, I die. What I die? What I die mean?
And it's like, I'll just lose it now with the, because I know the scam that's going on here. They are putting Chinese people in chemists that can speak the language of the professional shoppers, not the local people that actually want something to help their health. It fucking sends me mental.
You just got to learn Mandarin. It's not that hard.
Mandarin, you know what? I think that's what yes, happened, but
Nehelma. Remember
Frank speaks fluent Chinese. I went across the road to another compounding pharmacy, went straight to the pharmacist himself. He said, yes, over there. And I got a bottle of iodine. And because apparently I didn't realize Lugol's brand is actually a thing, a Lugol version of iodine. And so you just put it. So what I do is I smear it on my skin now. You don't actually have to drink it or, you know, put a drop in the water. You can actually just put a drop on your skin. It soaks in and it helps your it helps you be healthier, because Frank knows all about this. He's my the go-to now on iodine.
Good man.
Anyway, now where was I going here? Because I was going to go into a completely different subject, but I've now completely talked myself off the subject.
Well, I was going to mention the Mandela effect.
It could be the Mandela effect. Hey, there you go.
For crying out loud, I've only been gone for 5 minutes.
Hmm. That could have been a poor English translation from another German
country. Yeah, read it again. I said it to Christy, and Christy went, "Holy shit, you're right too." She read it as out. It's a very funny picture. It says, "Over crying aunt, O-N-T." Loud. I've only been gone for 5 minutes. Yeah, it's a Mandela effect kind of thing.
It's a dog.
It's a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel.
And he's going, I've only been 5 minutes for God's sake. And the dog putting up a missing person.
But that's how you do King Charles Cavalier. That's them.
That is a King Charles Cavalier. Yeah.
You could walk in, leave the room, and then
a cat would put up, I haven't been fed for a long time. This person needs to be jailed sign, which would be, even though they fed them three times, like my cat, three times, and it's still not enough.
Why do they wonder why they get fat? Whereas you leave my dog for 5 minutes or an hour, you get the same greeting each time.
Oh, yeah.
So it could be 5 minutes, an hour. The time means nothing to them. I'm going through some of the things you posted on Rollo's Balcony. Posted Halle Berry's style?
Fantastic. Yep. Now, Halle Berry is 54, right?
Yes. Very pretty.
She took her top off for that movie with Swordfish. And she had...
Hugh Jackman.
Who went to college.
Why do I remember the beginning of that film when he's getting a forced blowjob or something?
Well, whatever. She took her top off. Now, I don't believe she wanted to, but she was just told, you know, get your tits out. There she is.
You want me to read it?
I'll just tell you the story. So basically, she's turned up to this New York Met thing the other night, I do believe. All the stars were there. And she turned up with no undies on, with a strap across her mound, that's what I would describe it as, the vagina, and everyone was going, oh, she's not wearing underpants. Now, is she really that desperate for publicity that she would humiliate herself? At 54, she's not looking like she did when she got her tits out in Swordfish whatsoever. Are they making these stars humiliate themselves? I'm suggesting in her case, I would have said, look, I'm not wearing this. I'm not walking around my vagina flapping open into this Met Gala thing. But no, it gives them publicity, whatever, you know, I guess. Now, they're attacking Pammy Anderson for looking frumpy and old, and she would have to be close to my age. How old was Pamela Anderson? Can you Google that? She's got to be the same age.
She'd
be in her 50s. Easy.
She doesn't wear makeup anymore, so she's very plain.
But she looks like a normal woman. That's what I'm saying. She looks, to me, she looks fantastic. She looks normal. Mm. She's obviously had a bit of filler work done, I would say. You left a...
Not sure. She doesn't look like she's had too much work done. Yeah, but, I tell you, the
54-year-old woman does not look that great. Have you, you know?
Have you seen the video with Tommy Lee driving the boat?
Yeah. I got paid.
Oh, my God.
Roll it. I had to do my most... I had to go and bodyguard a cat. I got paid. A guy, they apparently this guy had split up. I've told the story before, but I'll say it again because it's a good story.
I don't mind. Yeah.
It was at Kingsford in the eastern suburbs. And this guy, his ex-girlfriend had threatened to, she's not only is she's leaving him, but she's going to come and kill his cat because she knows that he liked his cat. She threatened to kill his cat. So he rang up the company I work for and they said, look, do you do cat bodyguarding? And they said, yes. And I know exactly the guy that will turn up there. And they rang me up and they said, there's a guy that's his girlfriend's threatened his cat. Oh, I've done bomb threats. I've done everything, but cat bodyguarding, never. So I went there.
So where did that come from Tommy Lee driving a boat with his penis?
We'll get this. I got to the guy's flat, and he was I think he worked in a bank or something. And he said, "Look, listen, just stay here, look after the cat. There's the cat. There's cat. You know what cats are like? They're just like sitting there, going, who the fuck's this? He better feed me. And he said, "Look, there's a whole lot of great videos up. Just help yourself to the videos." He goes, "And I've got the new Pammy one, the Pamela Anderson one."
Oh, I see where this is going now. There you go. So you've never seen him before that.
No, yeah. But this is when it just came out. This is 1990 something or other.
Oh, yeah, so, years ago.
Not only that, he had a whole lot of pirated videos of famous people, you know, particularly he had a Mimi McPherson one. And
yes, that's right. I remember when that came out.
I sat there and I got paid to look after, bodyguard a cat and stop some psycho fucking lunatic ex-girlfriend coming around. This girl had threatened to kill his cat. That's how serious this relationship was, or how
bad
it was.
And you got to see there. So that's why you associated with that.
The cat came and sat next to me, and I watched Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee Jones.
Brilliant.
Tommy.
It's a brilliant video.
Name?
Yeah.
What's his name? Tommy.
No, just Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. They make a joke about that on Family Guy. They go, it's Pamela Lee and Tommy Lee Jones. And she goes, are you going to drive the boat with your penis? And Tommy Lee Jones, his voice, he goes, why would I do something so foolish? you know, Tommy Lee, it's just perfect, impression of his voice. Just like that guy did the other night, Ollie Reed, that I sent you that thing where Ollie Reed, the difference being Ollie Reed on stage and on film. If someone bumps you up.
Yeah, narrow, basically. He goes, narrow.
He does his Kenny Williams, does he, in the theatre? Or the opposite way around.
I've never seen that interview that he's talking about, but that's the guy.
Paul Giamatti in that clip. Yeah, the guy that was in that Black Mirror laughing. That I was telling you about.
He was on laughing. I'm talking about the guy that doing the impersonation of Oliver Reed. Was that... Jewish comedian that was in Bill Hader. Yeah, so he was in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I went to see and enjoyed. That's a good kids movie. There's a lot of good kids movies out there, and I've been to see fucking all of them over the last 20 something years up till the last 2 years ago. Bill Hader does a lot of voice work and he did a great impersonation of Oliver Reed. That is a really accurate impersonation. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yes.
I like that. Was he talking to Parky where he stacks it off the chair at the end?
It was an ITV interview, and the guy was saying he sounded so erudite and everything like this. And
what movie was he talking about? It was I know it's a movie I'd seen. You said, hold on, let me have a look. But anyway, he's talking about he takes a sip of his He's drinking out of a cocktail.
No, he's drinking vodka out of a cocktail glass.
Yeah.
He's drinking straight vodka, for sure.
And the seat's obviously not nailed to the ground. It's just
and
like
he falls straight over.
Oh, he stacks it. It's like wondering
yeah,
he doesn't
anyway,
break
back, his back, elbow. Back to the Tommy Lee movie. And yeah. I'm telling you, they deliberately... So apparently a carpenter was working at their house and he found some copies of... some homemade porn they did. Mm. And so there's Tommy Lee and her, and she's doing an awfully good impersonation of a porn star, to be honest. And it's just like all those
I haven't seen this. Pamela Anderson
doing a very good... Deep throat would be the word I would use.
Oh, I'd love to see her deep throating that thing. That thing's monster.
It's not
as thick as John Hayes, but it's got to be 12 inches long. Yeah.
Well, what he's doing, he's hitting the horn on the boat with his cock, basically.
And... Oh, it sounds like Confessions of a Driving Instructor or something. It sounds like something that he Robin Ashford.
Have you not seen it before?
No, I haven't seen the porn. I've only seen him. Steering the boat with his penis. I saw a short clip. Yeah.
Well, what I do believe is that it was deliberately released, and she and him got so much publicity that all of a sudden, the Kardashians did the same thing. Paris Hilton did one. Clearly, and they went, "Oh, someone's released this porn of us."
I just remember the laugh on her face. She's never laughed so hard. I just got to put you on mute. I just got to go to the bathroom, mate.
Oh, good. I'll keep talking. Yeah. Well, I'm suggesting most of this porn that you're seeing, which is completely weaponized thing, But celebrity porn is not done by accident. It's done for publicity. But I do believe the Kardashians' mother. You're listening to.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Of condensation, the art of condensation. What a voice Joel's got. What a smooth voice. Are you listening to Rick while Rollo goes off to the toilet? Sober Rollo. How good does he sound when he's sober? I'm going to have to say this. He sounds fantastic. So technically, I am the Rollo of the show because I've had how many beers? Four or five. Five. So two of them, no alcohol. So three beers. But Rollo sounds absolutely fantastic. But yeah, so we're talking about.
Saturday night. I didn't want my stream going into the bowl coming in. Through my fabulous mic. Yes. What are those two non-alcoholic ones again? Give them a plug.
It's called Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal.
Heaps Normal. XBA. There we go. Give them a plug.
I have to say, they taste to me, when I want to have a beer, I would easily drink that. If someone said, oh, you're not allowed to drink alcohol, but you can have one of them, I'd say yes. Remember 2.2 Tui's and all those, you know, all those shit. Light alcohol, yeah. They tasted like fucking cat's piss at best. And I know
there was Export Light makes drink it all night, mate. Export Light.
Do you remember
that was non-alcoholic. That was non-alcoholic beer, and that tasted like absolute
cat's piss. Cat's piss.
Yeah. But what at I best. Would do, at, you know, if I if I needed to. What do you call it?
Not drink.
Be subtle. Well, I would either get a can of that Heaps Normal or whatever, or an Export Light, or just a water bottle.
You cannot tell the difference.
Well, Phil, I mean, if you've just got a normal
yeah, but no, no,
clear
no, but,
water
but,
bottle.
But if someone told you, that, or sorry, if someone was pouring you beers, like if say we went out for a drink, and I was getting you this Heaps Normal beer, Australian. Mm. No,
And you would not be able to tell the difference when I go, you drink and go, oh, that tastes fantastic. As they say, that's why it's so expensive. It's obviously expensive. That's extremely expensive for a no alcohol beer. But I'm telling you, it tastes exactly like a good beer. So whatever they've done, heaps normal, 10 out of 10, 12 out of 10 from the French.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'll ring heaps normal. We can get a case for free if we plug them all.
No, if they hear the average Rick and Rollo show with you on vodka, they say, I just don't think we'd like to have that our names smeared.
I remember what I used to do because the cricket, because of fucking idiots running onto the field, they stopped selling. Yeah, but they wouldn't streak. I mean, I didn't mind streakers when they did it, but no, it got to a point where people were just loading up so much that they wouldn't sell full strength alcohol at the Sydney Cricket Ground anymore.
What a joke.
So, and even up when you're in the Brewongal standard, you can't get to the goddamn. When I was there 1 year, I was so pissed off. So I just got a whole bottle of vodka, poured it into a water bottle. And I was getting, you know, because I was pissed off with light beers. And, of course, you have your first one, you know how much to pour in. But the more you keep going, I got so drunk in the first, I don't know, 2 hours, I almost fell off the pier of the Brewongal stand onto the terrace. If it wasn't for one of my mates that grabs me, I'd be dead.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story, yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me. And that's why I cannot believe having spent, you know, I would be next to Christy and anyone else. I would have spent more time on your balcony than most other people. I cannot believe
that you never fell off that balcony.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But my mate Andre did, but I never did, no.
Oh, my God.
But I always knew where the edge was and... That's why we put all that mesh up to stop Rosie.
Rollo, the mesh was to stop Rosie. The low level of the actual guard.
That wasn't going to stop anyone.
No. That wasn't going to stop anyone tripping over and falling over and killing themselves.
Yeah, that has to be raised.
I'm permanently scarred. I've still, when I did, I don't know, was it this year? No, it wouldn't be this year. It was last year. I went and took a high pressure water blaster, and I was cleaning your house when I turned it from mold black to white.
Oh, that's right. The light blew all the fuses?
That one. No, it was the rain that would have done that.
Ancient in history now. Tell me the story. What happened?
Well, no, I slipped over and landed with my knee fully onto your those rocks in your garden next to your neighbour that you don't like. And I've still got a massive scar. It went through my the whatever I was wearing. The sharp coral. It's like coral.
You should have sued me.
Sued you, Rollo. It hasn't. Rollo, I still could. It's still there. It's still in the back of my mind. Still in the back of my mind. And no, I've still got the scar.
You're joking, surely.
Well, it depends on how much I get from the house staff. I fell over onto your because it was what I did? I thought, well, I don't want to upset your next door neighbours. So I was blowing stuff that was landing into their property. So I thought, I'll get over and blow it backwards into your property. And as I went to stand over your garden, I slipped and went straight onto what I would...
You damaged yourself on those things.
I've got the scar on my knee that's actually only just healing up now. Permanently scarred from your house. Be told.
Hey, just show chicks when you need to, you know, when we're in Vietnam. So you see this scar? See this guy next to me? He's responsible. Yeah, I did this. Not your incompetence.
No, not mine.
Not your lack of balance. Not your total spasticness, if that is a word.
That's a word. Rollo, spasticness is actually a word. It's a word. I saw it the other day being used. Spasticness. Your spasticness.
I want Velo here. I want to hear some Guido Hatzis. He's not funny. Some Guido.
I'm telling you.
You don't like it?
No, I don't believe
it.
No,
I think he is.
No, not only is he not funny.
Hello, Palace. Yeah, mate.
Fake.
You know, I said the Queen is coming here next year.
I swear to God.
No.
And the guy's going, well, I don't think that we're going to speak to someone like you. And I said, that is fake. It's 100% fake. It's a guy. It's an actor pretending to be someone from the royal family. Because I'll tell you now, Roland.
It did sound a bit like Roland Rocchicelli.
Roland Rocchicelli, exactly. And I'm telling you, that. So Guido Hexus was your wog.
He used to make me laugh. But I was, how old was I then? He was on, Doug Mulray. He was, Doug Mulray is who I used to listen to. He must have been on, must have been a bit later than that. I can't think of who it was, but he did only have one, it must have been a local station or something he was on. No, doesn't sound as awesome as, why do you call Andrew Denton? Because is it only because he's a hippie now? Because back then, he wrote really awesome stuff before he became a screaming lefty, didn't he?
I think Andrew Denton possibly is from that, the little hat tribe.
He was a bit rough. Mulray without
good
him.
Great script writer and wrote some good stuff and wrote some terrible stuff as well.
Yeah.
My favourite, bar none, is the guy that played it became a meth addict, apparently, according to someone I was talking to, who did all the voices, who did Gloria, and Roland Rollador's, all the people that used to ring in.
Yeah, I think the guy you're talking about. He was the guy on the CC's ad in the 80s. He'd come into the shot and it'd explode.
I can't remember his name, but he is still around and still alive. And he played Gloria, he was the Gloria that rang into the Doug Mulray show.
And I always thought that was Doug Mulray doing that to himself.
When Klaus Schwab comes into the Rick and Rollo shows, it's totally unscripted. There's no pre whatever. It just, if it works, and last week it worked. I thought, and bursting into tears saying he's unemployed, he's crying with a K. And talking about the guy that's taking over his position.
We need someone else bursting into tears. Like, if we can get Bill Gates online, because apparently he's selling off, giving all his money away. I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah,
here we go. Dave Gibson worked with Doug Mulray for many years doing Get the Voices, Gloria, the alter ego of Alan Jones.
I was talking to someone, and apparently he got hooked on, he was on speed or whatever, which wouldn't surprise me because it does help you write and be creative. But Gibson is still around and still alive, but he was the guy that made me laugh the most. He would come on and do pretend to be Alan Jones or Roland Rollador's or Jack Africa was another one. I don't know if you remember that one. Do you remember that Jack Africa was drug addicted? Guy that used to ring up, he's going, Mullows, hey Mullows.
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Africa. Yeah. And Mulray would bounce off him. Now, I want to know, did they do that ad lib or is it scripted? Because when Klaus Schwab comes into the Rick and Rollo show, that's completely fucking ad lib. There's no, it either works or it doesn't, or whatever weird voice comes
in. I'll post this article. I won't read it because it's friggin' too long. It's on the death because when Doug Mulray died, Dave Gibson apparently did a great
tribute.
Let me just paste that on to quickly.
Gibson turned up
on 2CH, that's now the, or two, yeah, 2CH, which is now a sports channel, but there was a morning, like, easy listening stuff, and now it's gone to 2UE. So 2UE now plays.
Yeah, I
never used 2CH, yeah, well, because. Or 2CH,
the 2CH had the Harbour Bridge on the logo, didn't
it? That's right. Yeah, yeah. It was owned by the Theosophers, though. That 2CH, so Singleton bought 2GB and 2CH.
Yeah.
And 2CH played old 50s and 60s music. And it was
is that what they were known for?
Yeah, so now
2KY was basically racing, wasn't it? Show was Casey, wasn't he? Yeah. Oh, that was awesome. I often listen.
And is it 9/11? Is it the 25th? Yeah, 7/11. KY is 7/11.
Well, if I got up early in the morning because normally when I was working in Sydney,
Roller, I've got something. The guy that's the accountant, my new amazing job that I've got, which I've got to go tomorrow at the op shop, he was the regional manager of Westpac that used to, was telling me, he's an old guy, and he was telling me I was the manager for Westpac, Des Moines, Westpac. He was a mobile manager. His name's Alan, as by coincidence. And
Alan Coulihan, isn't it? Is it Alan Coulihan?
Sure, but it could
I used to work at Des Moines back in 88. Well,
he would have been in charge of you, because I was going to say, have you heard of did you ever met Roland Rocchicelli that used to? I'm not going to mention your name, but this guy, he said to me he was based at Guildford, but he was a mobile manager that was in charge of Balmain, Des Moines, Ashfield. He had a whole list of
Westpac
branches.
I did that on the North Shore. When I got to Des Moines, I worked there. I was there and there only. I used to love doing that, what he was doing, working at different branches every day, because you get new people. And you get new people to enjoy, like, and famous people and not so famous and pissed off people and, you know, all the good old days at Westpac back in the day.
He was a Westpac mobile manager back in the 80s and 90s. So, and I thought you would have probably known him. Really nice guy. He actually pays my bills at the moment.
Oh, good on him.
Sometimes when I invoice him, of course. But when I paid
my car off, he signed my loan thing off.
It would probably be the same guy. I reckon the way synchronicities work, this guy's the same guy. Because he said to me,
I didn't particularly like him at the time because
anti-authoritarian.
It didn't matter. I got another. Because I quit there and I got a job that same day. Would you believe it? The day I quit Westpac in a hissy fit, which I did. The day I quit Westpac, I went and got a couple of videos from the video store, and I said, "Oh yeah, I just quit my job today," to the owner, and it was. He said,
"Where were you living?" Where
Lakemba,
Lakemba,
Haldon Street, Lakemba. Yeah. Chris said, "My wife, I just found out 2 hours ago my wife's pregnant, and I need someone to work here full time. Are you interested?" And I said,
"The pizza shop."
Yes. No, the pizza video shop. Store. Working in a video store, renting out
Which video shop?
It was Civic Video on Haldon Street, Lakemba. They're all gone now, but yeah, it was the best job. It was way better than working in the bank. Way better.
Right. Lakemba would be the only job you'd have there.
Spot the Aussie in Lakemba.
Yeah. But it was where the Middle Eastern people all migrated.
It was Greeks and Libos, mate. They didn't like each other. Yeah, it was hilarious. And they're always at war with each other. And we had this machine in the video store called Street Fighter 2. and they were always getting into huge biffos on the fucking machine. And I was always having to split them up. And
I remember that game.
I remember
Street Fighter 2 was a massive game.
Do you know how much money we made per week on that fucking thing?
Yeah,
like over 300 bucks a week. And like, and that's 600. We got the half share, but we got half of it. So when the gold poured out of that fucking thing, it's like a pokey machine at the casino, you know, when all the coins come out, you just go, look at all those fucking $2. And back then, there's a lot of money. I mean, $2 much doesn't get you much these days, but back then, '89 or '90,
wow,
it was friggin' amazing how that machine just brought in the game.
Basically, when you were at Westpac, I was going. There was a CES, Commonwealth Employment Service, about two doors up from the Westpac. Oh no, sorry,
at Drummond.
Yeah, Drummond. Ten doors up on the right. Same side as you were.
We're in that Masonic building. Yeah, on the corner. Where Lions Road meets that road that goes over the Gladesville Bridge.
I was getting work from that Commonwealth Employment Service or CES. And you were, so me and you would have probably walked past each other back in the day.
Oh,
guaranteed.
I remember who were the famous people that Colleen McCulloch, was it? That used to come in. And then there was the dude off Police Rescue that was with Gary Sweet. That was a TV show at the time.
Yeah.
He used to come in. And the guy off East Street, his name was.
Marcus.
Marcus,
and he's a professional actor, and his father was an actor as well.
Rick and Roller.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Thanks.
Marcus Graham.
Thanks, Bella. Bella's there, by the way. Yeah, Marcus Graham. You got it.
Yeah.
On Saturday, the 10th of May, 2025, Rick and Roller 30. Can I just say, Velocet, i.e., Nolan Gorman, is playing so good for the Colorado Rockies, St. Louis Cardinals at the moment. So I want to just thank Vel. Every time he comes to the plate, he's doing something special. He's not going down to the AAA ball anytime soon.
Old Nolan.
Do you know how old Nolan is? He's 23 years old, so he's not that old.
Yeah.
Do you know he'd be on more than $7.5 million a year? I'd say he would be on more than. I usually don't like knowing shit like that because it's none of my business. I don't know why people are so interested on what other people get paid.
No. Look, when it's sport, if someone's getting paid. $100 million.
Me and you had a mix up the other week. You were referring to Andrew Johns. You were referring
to Daniel Johns. We already apologized last week.
Yeah, that's right. But they were both on big. I'd say Daniel Johns made more money.
Way more. I know. He has publishing rights to all. He wrote all of the music for.
But Andrew Johns. Hit the big time right when Super League and the ARL were going together.
Show, okay, so last show we did, I said, have you ever met Andrew Johns? Daniel Johns. And you said no. And I said, ask me. And I was going to say, no, I didn't. But guess what?
You have met him.
I've seen him. But
yeah, I looked him up after that show, and you're right. He does go into these crazy brothels, which are BDSM.
Bondage brothels in Surrey Hill.
I don't know what's happened to his looks. Is he on something? He looks gaunt. Maybe he's on that. Well, what was that? Ozempic that we were talking about?
No. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't even be eating, but.
Fentanyl.
So one of my
I doubt it. He just, whatever. He probably smokes a bit of ice or whatever. I don't think he's that bad.
Cocaine, yeah.
He looked, I was in the same, down below the same building that Alan Jones lives in, the Toaster, in
1992. The Toaster, yeah. That's near the Opera House. Yeah, the one that everyone hates. When they got planning permission to build that fucking awful building. Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, so I was actually down below, and I think it would have been 2004 or 2005, whatever.
Years ago.
I saw a guy leaning over the balcony, all ripped, muscled, and whatever. I went, that's Daniel Johns. He got into bodybuilding out of the blue, and he was training really hard. And he was standing, and the apartment would have been owned by probably the record company, Sony, or whatever that Silverchair was working for. And he was there leaning over the balcony, you know, 10 floors above me. And I thought, because I know if someone's been training, you can tell they're muscly. And I thought, wow, he's, you know, looking pretty good, you know, for a guy that was just a rock, skinny rock star for a long time. But he, by coincidence, and this is interesting, an interesting story. My son told me this. My middle son is obsessed with music. And he said that Daniel Johns was, you know, when he left Silverchair, that what they call the Yoko Ono that destroyed Daniel Johns was a gay producer. I forget his name, but they reckon that he was the Yoko Ono who destroyed Silverchair. And he actually did some good stuff. I forget his name. Anyway, he had a studio in a building that I used to clean. And I remember going into this particular building because they said, oh, yeah, you should go in there and vacuum it every now and then. So it was on a Saturday morning. I went into the studio and there was this leather journal on all these, I guess they were joints or rolled up cigarettes all over the place. And I picked it up and I opened it up and it was Daniel Johns' personal, his journal that he used to write all his song lyrics and...
Did you read it?
I opened it up and I was like flicking through it and it kept having a guy called Watto. It kept having Watto's number. It was all through this journal. And it was Watto apparently was Silverchair's manager. And I remember thinking back then, because there were handwritten lyrics and the scribbles and words and stuff like that. And I was thinking, if this guy becomes the John, if someone goes and shoots him, and he becomes the new John Lennon. And I've got his journal with all his handwritten lyrics. This could be worth millions of dollars. Do you think I...
You should have kept it.
Should have kept it. I could have, but I didn't.
I'm not that
kind of person.
Nah, good on you.
But who's the guy I'm thinking of? So there's an electric... He was a gay Australian.
Look at that picture.
DJ.
Look at that picture I posted on... Can you see the balcony right now? Look at him. Like, is he wearing that just for... just for shits. Look at how good he looks behind. That's his old look.
He's now really emaciated. How much money do you reckon he got for his house in Merriweather? I would say at least $2 or $3 million.
I wonder where he's gonna live.
At least.
Here we go. The Australian, he signed a publishing deal with BMG.
Okay, so you're talking about metal.
So he's still doing music. Yeah. You remember they started in Newcastle with The Innocent Criminals when they were little kiddies? Yeah,
exactly. 1993.
And Warner Brothers or something said, Mushroom. No, we can't have The Innocent Criminals because all the bands these days have got one name. Silverchair.
Silverchair were a baby Nirvana for sure, because that's how he was copying them. For sure.
1990 when they burst onto the scene, and it was only a year later that David Geffen bumped him off, or was it his wife?
Someone. or someone.
I think it would be Courtney Love. Courtney Love.
Yeah. I would say she was something to do with
she
it.
She her father the suicide note. Yeah.
Her father said that.
That sucks.
Her own father said that she did it.
He did not like her one bit.
No.
Yeah.
And he was the can you believe this? He was the ex manager and mentor to the biggest psychedelic LSD pushers, the Grateful Dead. Her father managed a Grateful Dead. Yeah. It's a real weird coincidence.
He would have had access to and
a lot.
Are the Grateful Dead still with us, or are they all gone?
Most of them are dead. There's still a couple of members left, and they're still touring and doing all this weird stuff. They're part of the whole plot, though, for sure, of culture creation.
Absolutely. I was just looking last night at the Bee Gees, because the only one left is the eldest brother.
Barry.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Actually, and that's changing all the subjects, Evan. Can you imagine being Barry Gibb? And all your brothers are dead, and half the people that you actually associate. You'd feel like you were suffocating. I feel like I would be suffocating if everyone I knew that was part of my was dead. You'd feel like you're just, you couldn't talk. You know, all these people had their own, private conversations. Yeah. They've all gone.
You said that about that Arnold Yarrow from Doctor who died at 104.
Yeah.
Everyone he would have known would have been dead when he was 100. Yeah. Mm. Incredible. Oh, look at the Grateful Dead, how many members they've had. Yeah. Unbelievable. So they're also known as the Warlocks.
They were the Warlocks when they first started. That's a bit of a giveaway there. A bit of a giveaway, the Warlocks. And so, on Bewitched, the Warlocks were, I think what's his name? He used to appear every now and then. They were called Warlocks.
Uncle Arthur.
Paulin.
Yeah. Oh, he was so funny. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane when he plays.
Sam.
Yeah. You can do it. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane when he does the alien off American Dad. He got the voice off Paulin.
He was so funny.
I don't think Paul Lynn was queer, was he?
Oh, he's gay. Oh, he's 100%.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Homosexual.
Oh, he was so funny as Claymore Greg on
Hollywood Squares.
But do you remember that Claymore Greg to Edward Mulhare on the Ghost of Mrs. Muir? Yeah.
So there's another great show. So Ghost of Mrs. Muir, that was part of my childhood, 100%. But also Charles Nelson Reilly.
Because they played it on the ABC constantly.
Yep. All the time. So Charles Nelson Reilly, who was a raving homosexual, who also played on Lidsville, which is, I'm going to say this now, and I said it before and I'll say it again. Mm. That show, if you weren't traumatized watching Lidsville, or which was this kind of a prequel or sequel to H.R. Puff and stuff, another show that was absolutely fucking out there. Or what's the one with the little Johnny, what's his name? Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. They all came out of that same group of weird old. It's got to be drugs involved.
Christy wants to say hello. Hey, what's Nolan Gorman on? Well, you found out Eric Fetty's nobody's business. I'd just like to know what Belisette's on playing for the Cardinals. She can't help you. Look, I remember that show. I mean, I love the actual 90s, 40s one, which had Eric Frederick Harrison. Yeah. George Harrison.
No.
Someone Harrison.
Yeah, yeah. But it was so good. Yeah. So the original Ghost of Mrs. Muir had
let me look it up.
But Eben Mulhere was easily the more of what's the word? It was Hope Lang that played Mrs. Muir.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hope Lang. Who also played the wife of Charles Bronson that gets slaughtered in the movie Death Wish. There's a there, guaranteed.
Oh, I used to love the Death Wish series. Apparently, Death Wish 4 is extremely graphic. There's a really nasty rape scene that done by Jeff Goldblum. Now, his name was Rex Harrison.
Yep.
And Mrs.
Yep.
Muir was Jean Tierney. And Natalie Jean Wood Tierney was in first... that. She must have played the daughter.
Wow.
Natalie Wood. Remember we were talking about her? Because you have a direct kind of. I saved
what's the name? One of Robert Wagner's wives from getting a spider.
That's right, getting bit by a spider. That's right.
Hey, I think we should wind it up. I mean, you should go back to and you can just watch TV or whatever. But Robert,
we're gonna go. We're gonna watch a movie tonight called Baby Driver. Now, apparently, fantastic. It's freaking awesome. It's up there with every Jason Statham movie. It's got a
great soundtrack. But guess what? Tonight, I think we'll go out with. Is one of New Zealand's greatest bands. But
can you do it, or we'll just ask Bello to put it on the air?
No. I'll send it to a bit. Computer Games by.
Oh yeah.
What's the band? You know that.
My Sex.
I just listened to a show, and they said. Computer Games still sounds relevant today, and it's true. It came out in 79, approximately. It's full of it talks about the Matrix and et cetera, you know, about computers. It still sounds relevant, and he sadly died on the Mid-North Coast, not far from where I am, or actually closer to you, possibly. The lead singer from My Sex, what's his name? Can't remember his name. He had a car accident and died way too young. He was one of New Zealand's... Oh, Steve Gilpin. He died really young. But I just think this song has...
1992. He was only 42 years old. In Queensland. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Let me read. It says, on the 25th of November 1991, while driving home under the Raps gig, at a nearby bar in May, Gilpin was involved in a car accident. He sustained serious head injuries that left him in a coma. He never recovered consciousness and died in Southbrook Hospital in 6th of January 1992. So, fuck me. So, it was November 1991. It was January till he died. So, he's in a hospital bed for like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, well, he was one of New Zealand's greatest. That guy used to always be around. He's a great boy. He was a great singer. He was a great talent. And My Sex split just after that and disappeared. But Computer Games.
Yeah, they were one hit wonder, yeah.
No. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
At least 3 great big hits.
Really?
My Sex. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you went to see Mark, what's his name's version of My Sex, and you actually talked to him. And you tried to get him to Mark, you know, the gay New Zealand, another gay, who actually is gay. Mark Williams.
He was singing for
My
Dragon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Dragon. I've got the wrong band. But anyway, I'll tell you now, the guy singing for My Sex now is the bass player from Noiseworks is now doing all the lead vocals for My Sex, and they are touring and still around, guaranteed. But now this song.
Oh, yeah. So the members are now Murray Burns, James Van Cooper, Steve Balby, Jordan McDonald, and Travis New.
Yep.
Yeah, Steve Balby.
Steve Balby, who's the bass player for Noiseworks, he is a fucking talent, be told. Uh-huh. The guy is a really clever guy. But anyway, we'll go out with Computer Games from My Sex.
Which has the sound effect from Space Invaders, doesn't it?
My Sex is also MI6. They used to call MI6 My Sex back in the day if you were in the intelligence agencies. My Sex was the... quite openly named, referred to the intelligence agency, MI6.
I'm sure Bello will put it on the end. And after that, can I have Space Invaders? That song that came out the year after? you know, Space Invaders.
Well, if he's prepared to do it, but well, I just think we'll go with computer games.
All right,
we'll do that next week. All right, man. Great talk, Rollo. Yes. And you sound, Rollo, you sound absolutely fantastic.
Saber Rollo sucks.
Awesome show, man.
Next week.
Awesome.
Next week.
Over and out.
Bye.
Over and out.
Bye.
See you, man. Bye.